We've talked about this a lot. Now, those of you, a lot of you hear the show at different times, so I acknowledge that. So a lot of you are not with us real time. But I want you to know, in the world that we live in every day, it involves, you know, us rising very, very early. And then, of course, our workday ends earlier than other people as well. And and we've talked about this before. When you start thinking about the time of day that we eat lunch, the time of day we eat dinner, and the way we operate as a people, and some of you that are newer to the show, it may not have hit you yet. We live the same exact life in the same exact schedule of senior citizens.
Oh, yeah. Betty calls it the nursing home schedule.
Yeah. We live as senior citizens. And so what happens if you're living the same schedule as senior citizens is you encounter a lot of senior citizens.
Sure.
Okay. And it's weird because, I mean, it does make you feel quite young, but you find yourself, you know, kind of becoming, you know, a 52-year-old senior citizen. But anyway, so yesterday on our seniors, and this is another senior citizen move, Sherry and I in the summertime when things slow down a little bit and, you know, you don't have the kids with the school and schedule gets a little more free and all this, you know, we try to spend some time together. And I can tell if she won't spend time with me, she says, let's try to spend time with my husband during the week before he gets sleepy. You know what I mean? So anyway, we had a plan yesterday that we would meet. And we would go see a matinee of a play. So I meet her and we go.
Play?
Yeah, we meet, we go, and we go see it. So so we get there, and of course, it's a matinee in the middle of the week. So who are we going to see it with? Senior citizens.
Yeah,
okay.
Course, yeah.
And they're all over me. Okay, and so it's a bunch of senior citizens. Well, I am a person of weight, and I am very hot-natured. I do not like to be hot. I do not like to be in a stuffy room. Senior citizens, on the other hand, adore a hot, stuffy room. They prefer it, and they're very vocal about it. Okay? We all know that, yes?
Yes,
amen?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay, so I got myself into a bit of a dilemma. Because some of these were not just seniors, they were seniors. I'm talking about once they get to their seat, which takes some time and some maneuvering, they don't want to have to move again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And some were I'm talking about literally had nurses with them.
What play did you go see?
Fiddler on the Roof. Okay.
Boy, it just gets better.
Which is a classic. So anyway,
what a day.
Picture me sitting, Sherry's to my right, and to my left are all senior citizens as far as you can see, okay, females. All of a sudden, I hear this.
It's cold in here.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. And I'm, of course, what do you think I feel about it? I'm perfect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, thank the Lord it's not hot in here, okay, because I'm already going to try not to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I know if it gets hot in here, I'm gone. You know what I mean?
Afternoon in the dark with me.
2 p.m., guys?
That's the struggle.
I got no shot if this place gets stuffy, because I'm probably going to sleep in the cool. But I'm absolutely gone if it gets hot.
Those.
Yeah. So anyway.
Would you go tell them to turn the temperature up in here?
To you?
To me.
And
I'm like,
you?
I'm like,
wrong message.
I'm like, boy, you picked the wrong person for that. So now,
I got it.
Now I'm in a dilemma, you know, and everybody's like, yeah, would you go tell them to turn the, you know, all around me now it starts.
So you didn't tell them, hey, it feels good in here to me.
I couldn't because they were not just sort of cold. They were, you would have thought you'd dropped them in Siberia.
Okay. Right.
I'm talking about,
no blanket or coat.
No, when I turned behind me, one's put a jacket on and a hood.
Red.
Okay.
So they knew it might be cold.
Well, it was raining, so now they're getting their rain jackets on.
Yeah.
So I say, I'm sorry.
Would you mind going and tell them to turn that air condition off?
And why did they pick you?
Because I was the only one that could get there.
That's a good
point,
Rick.
I mean, young man. I might as well have been 18 in there.
Yeah. Well, without gray hair.
Yeah, and so I was like, okay. And then Sherry's like, looks at me like, I'm like,
is this before it all starts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I ain't going to do it because I know what's going to happen. I mean, if they turn that air off now, I'm going to be miserable.
Hey, y'all,
you know what I mean? And so I'm like,
bad call.
So Sherry's not really sure what's going on. And I'm like, I think I'm going to go to the restroom real quick before it starts. So I get up and move. Well, they think I'm moving. It's now I'm in a dilemma.
They think you're going to tell them.
What's the right thing to do here?
So well, who are you supposed to tell?
Well, the people that
managers, Greg.
Sadly,
I mean, yeah, but I mean they have thermostats with thermometers on them.
Right,
I mean,
there's a reason they have it at that temperature.
Right, so
they're good with it.
So yeah, the actors probably get hot under the lights.
So the sad part is, I get up and it's almost like I've now become the person that has been sent for help. You know what I mean? That guy,
help me, help us.
Oh, not that.
We're cold.
You know what I mean?
this is way too cold.
You know what I mean?
We're freezing.
One behind me. I'm not making this up.
I hope I don't get sick.
That statement absolutely happened.
Rick, there is an option. Get up and leave.
Right. And so
I can't get back up.
So I went like I was going to do something. And I look and I see some other people talking because it is a lot of seniors. I see somebody else talking to the guy and I see him go over and tamper with the thermostat.
Okay.
So I was able to come back. I did not tell them. And they go,
"Did they going to turn it down?"
And I said, I think so. And so for a minute, it goes off. Okay, it goes off. This is my favorite part. It goes off.
Oh, that's I feel better already.
And of course, now I'm getting hot.
You're like taking your shirt off.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, it comes back up. You go,
there it goes again.
They can feel it hitting them.
There it goes again. Help me.
And that now this
they
is going
want it all.
Now the play started. They're just talking about that all during the
right because they can't win.
I feel it.
No ability to win.
Rick, couldn't you have gone back to the manager and said, "Look, there's some people in here that think it's too cold. I don't.
Right.
But I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
And let him make
that's a
call.
Good point. But I ended up not being involved at all because other people they must have been trying to send out messages from all over. They're like nurses standing around the thermostat. You know. So I slept through half of it.